typical Jewish fashion of exaggerating stuff, the 10,000 talents would be like the national debt of the U.S. and the other slave debt, which would be around $50. There's no comparison, obviously, so that's the context for this. So clearly the subject of these readings is forgiveness. To begin with, the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Jesus is the God of life. As creator, it is he who brings to life. And so when you think of forgiveness, to be unwilling to forgive or to be unwilling to be forgiven is to invoke death. The death of all relationships, or whatever relationship we're dealing with. That's killing. It's murderous. And that's not too strong a word, because we're separating us human beings, who are all fallible, and this is what we normally forget, from each other on some vaunted superior place of moral rectitude. It doesn't work that way. We're all sinners. We all need forgiveness. We're all called to greater and more abundant life. And the act of forgiveness is precisely life-giving. Without it, we die. And with it, we open up what? We open up a future. Because that's what forgiveness is. The failure to forgive is simply a foreclosure. This far and no farther, and the rest is out of question. But to forgive is to say that you are not pinioned on your past. You can move from there. I open up the future to you, and that's what the act of forgiveness is, an opening to the future, a giving of further life, which is essential to all of us, of course, no matter how frequently forget that fact. But it is a fact. It seems to me a little reflection will show that. And of course, the God of that mercifully Francis is constantly reminding us is the God of mercy, the God of forgiveness. So we look at the history of the church in a somewhat melancholy way, because we have been so judgmental so often in so many cases. Women, homosexuals, sinners of whatever kind. And then, because we know, we say, well, I'm not one of them, then we can applaud ourselves properly, you know. Well, that's a dead end. It's really a dead end. So if we forget, if we think of forgiveness in these, and they're not over-dramatized terms, everybody knows what it is to forgive, and everybody knows what it is to be forgiven. And of course it must be on the other side, both sides. You have to want to be forgiven for forgiveness to work. Otherwise you have this kind of asymmetry. But the guy who's willing to forgive is literally in a superior position. He's opening the way to this other person who simply refuses to go through that opening into further life. So, unfortunately, I guess I've heard too many confessions and know too many sad cases of people who have been refused forgiveness for even the most picayune reasons. You know, so it is a caution for us who are tempted, because it's always great just to take the moral high ground. Well, I didn't do that. That son of a gun did. But to forgive is to also level the playing field. We are both on the same level, the forgiver and the forgiven. So as always, in everything that God does, He's opening for us in the possibility of forgiveness and being forgiven the way forward into life.